A spirit of slumber is overtaking the world. The scripture is taken from Proverbs 24, verses 30 to 34. I went past the field of a sluggard, past the vineyard of someone who has no sense. Thorns had come up everywhere. The ground was covered with weeds, and the stone wall was in ruins. I applied my heart to what I observed and learned a lesson from what I saw. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a thief, and scarcity like an armed man. Slothfulness and laziness are even more tempting in the spiritual realm than they are in the physical. The sluggard or lazy person is one who, one, puts off beginning what he or she should do, two, does not finish what has been started, and three, follow the least difficult course of action. God exhorts us to make our election and our calling sure by making every effort to add to our faith. Your faith does not grow automatically. It takes hard work on your part. We read the following in 2 Peter 1, verses 5 to 8. For this reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness mutual affection, and to mutual affection love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our salvation and faith must not be taken for granted. We will continue faithful to the end only if we make every effort by God's grace to add to our faith godly qualities and characteristics. In our opening text, the field of the lazy man can be seen to represent your soul or an area of your soul where thorns had come up, as we can read in Proverbs 24, verse 31, which says, thorns had come up everywhere. The ground was covered with weeds, and the stone wall was in ruins. Here we can see that this will be the condition your soul becomes when you neglect taking care of your spiritual relationship with God, as confirmed in verse 33 and 34, which says, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a thief, and scarcity like an armed man. There is a spirit of slumber and sleepiness that is overtaking the world, and this causes you to fold your hands and even stop praying to God, and causes you to close your eyes and stop reading the Word of God, and causes you to rest and stop being busy for God. As a result, your ministry starts to suffer, and you cease to be an instrument of blessing for yourself and to those around you. All of you know what an insurance policy is, and most of you have or have had one. Take, for instance, someone who has a house insurance policy. If something in the house is stolen, he or she can recover the cost of the item in order to replace it. The Bible tells you in John 10, verse 10, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. When the devil steals from you, providing you believe and have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have an insurance policy called the New Testament. This enables you to recover the value of the item which has been stolen from you. Otherwise, you will go through this life being held hostage by the devil, having things stolen from you and never ever experiencing the abundance of God's grace in your life. Our opening text told us a little sleep, a little folding of the hands, and poverty will come on you like a bandit. The slumber and the sleep is like a smoke screen that the devil uses to make you spiritually blind before confronting you with his bandits or demons in the holdup. How do you get out of such a situation? Well, you've been taken hostage and are being robbed of your possessions and your position. The devil steals your morality and gives you his immorality. He steals your faith and gives you doubt and unbelief. And slowly the weeds of destruction are sown in your life, to the point where spiritual death starts to set into your relationship with God. When the devil steals from you, you have a divine right to get it back. And Jesus gives you the principle you must use in Matthew 12, verse 29, which says, "Or how can one enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man, and then he will plunder his house?" The strong man's spirit is normally in charge or control of the spirit that has ambushed you and holding you hostage. Ask God to reveal to you who the strong man spirit of the bandit or demon is. Then, in the name and authority of Jesus Christ, bind the revealed strong man and the demon under its control that has been holding you hostage, and recover your possessions, all in the name of Jesus. In most cases, because of inactivity in your faith, you have unwittingly opened a door and allowed yourself to be taken hostage by the enemy. The strong man spirit in control of the demon that has taken you hostage will be stronger than you. Therefore, it is advisable to seek the help of a pastor with such knowledge in order to obtain your deliverance. More knowledge can be gained from the audiobook written by Pastor Philip, titled, "What is a Strong Man's Spirit?" May you digest and understand this word to the extent that the spirit of slumber and sleepiness do not become a part of your world. Or, if it already has, you will be able to obtain your deliverance from it. God bless you, Pastor Philip.
Don't wake me up, you crazy. Just No need to dream on.